Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be in Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome to our talk today about the Korean drama Taxi Driver 2.
Imagine if you could turn your most painful experience around after one taxi ride. Make sure you hire Kim Dong-ki and get into his deluxe taxi. After he graduated from the Naval Academy and became a UDT officer, he returned home to find his mother was murdered by a serial killer and his life forever changes. He decides to dedicate his life to making sure others do not face that same situation as he has and must now live with. He now works for the Rainbow Taxi Company. That is not just an ordinary taxi company, but a company that specializes in revenge call services. If clients ask them to take revenge, Kim Dong-ki and his co-workers will perform the service. Each with their own reasons and stories for becoming vigilantes, they help people that have been victimized and cannot find reparations through normal channels. For your safety and convenience, while working on your case, the taxi meter will be left turned on, and the taxi fare will be settled after the case closes. After using the taxi, you may not mention matters or pertaining to the Rainbow Premium Taxi Service to others. If you wish to commission them, press the blue button on the left. And if you wish not to pursue your case, press the red button on the right. Please pick now.
That's a cool one. Super cool.
That's basically how every case started.
So, what did you think about this drama?
I mentioned this because I believe we had Taxi Driver 1 as like a pick of the week. I will just say the instant gratification that you receive from each of these cases.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that I did not have to wait for the revenge to kick in. Yeah. It was like, you told me your story. I'm handling it. It gets handled. And as a fan or as a someone watching it, 2 episodes. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, handled. Finally.
Handled. Yeah.
Handled. Yeah. And then you move on to the next case. You get upset again. And guess what? It's handled again. Handled. 2 episodes.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
I really, really liked that. I really liked that. I loved the drama. And I tell you what, the reason why Taxi Season 1 didn't make it on another podcast is because I said, yeah, no, I don't think so. And you made it a pick of the week. Taxi Season 2, I almost didn't watch it. You said, watch it. It's going on the season. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I think I couldn't do it. And you still didn't watch. I think you had to watch Taxi Season 1 and 2 back to back, right?
Because I, yeah.
You never watched it?
No, I had seen. Yeah, I did.
I didn't finish Taxi 1.
So I had to finish Taxi 1, then watch Taxi 2. But what I found is that I really, really enjoyed Taxi, the second part, the second version, mm-hmm. better than the first. I love the second one.
You know what I feel the second one is? It reminds me of my feelings on Madagascar. Okay. You see the end? Okay, I'm getting somewhere.
Explain.
Whereas in Madagascar 1 and Madagascar 2, they were like the buildup. Or actually, number 2 you can skip. Madagascar 1 was like the buildup of the storyline. As an animated feature film fan, I actually preferred the third one, but I only liked the third one because the first one existed. Because of the backstory, because I know their history, yeah. I was able to enjoy the third one a lot better.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the same thing with Taxi Driver 1 and 2. Like, the nods to Season 1's cases, the opening case where the one lady who got left, who And when he was conning her, she still left saying that she wanted this guy.
Yeah.
And then for her to make an appearance in season two, immediately I was like, this is amazing. And she still has the same crush. Feelings and the yeah. crush. She's still like, I need to see him. And I was
hating him and loving him at the same time.
And the fact that he saw that she was there, he goes, I can use this.
Yeah.
And used it. It was so great. It was so, so great. Yeah. So I agree with you on that. Whereas in one set up season two, so season two could be really, really good.
Yes. I thought season two was excellent. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it immensely. Season one, I wasn't really getting it. I wasn't loving it. It was just kind of like, I'll watch it whenever. But season two, they had me at hello. Where were they? Thailand or?
Season two was like veteran year.
What'd no, they say? Started off, they were in another country.
Oh, they're in Thailand.
I think.
And no.
Vietnam,
they shot
Singapore?
I think it was Vietnam.
Vietnam.
They shot on location too.
Yeah. And I was just like, what is happening? And then everything was explosive. I love the way that they tied all the stories. In the end, there was like a network of criminals working together. And I thought that was really clever mm-hmm. and how they didn't mean to happen upon it, but then they kind of happened upon it.
Yeah. And it's, and it all started from the first case they took.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
What I also will say that in season one, they had a writer change. Whereas in the writer, there's two writers on season one.
Okay.
So one writer took over, for season one, and that same writer that took over is the one that did season two. Oh. So I feel like the end of season one made a better connection to season two because it had the same writer for that.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was a disconnect in season one and how it was written because there were two writers who wrote for that one season. I loved the cases in season one. I enjoyed season one. Did I enjoy it better than season two? I would say no.
Only really? Because
I like season two. Well, I'm saying I like season okay. two better only oh, because okay. I found that many, I enjoyed, I think every case I saw, I enjoy. While in season one, there's like two cases that I enjoyed and the rest, it wasn't as strong.
Yeah.
And maybe also because of how the backstory on the season one was a little bit different than season two.
Another thing about season one, like you said, it's setting up, but I wasn't buying into the campiness of it or the characterization of some of the characters, like how they would go undercover and stuff. I was like, what is this?
It's the same campiness in season two.
I know, but I got used to it. Then I was like, oh yeah, this is what they
okay,
do.
Okay, okay.
This is what they
do. It
was
like my feelings. There's a show you saw like called Leverage.
Yeah, go ahead.
And when I watched Leverage, just randomly I saw an episode of Leverage. I'm like, what is this foolishness? Like, this is crazy. They're like thieves and stuff like yeah, that, yeah. Grifters. I'm like, what is this? And then I started it from the beginning. I'm like, I like these guys. I don't, it just depends on, like, you're right. Like, you have to get used to it.
Yeah.
I want to say that in season one, it was way more campy, whereas even the villains were campy. Well, this one seemed like, you're ruining my business. I need to take you down.
Yeah.
Which seemed more legitimate. The other one was kind of like a little over the top. Like, they had them in prisons.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessary. Just
yeah, just to hold on to their revenge. That was the revenge.
Yeah, yes, they had to serve a certain time there. Which in this one, it wasn't. They took that out. They just kind of like.
Because where do you go from there? Their prison got found out. The prison's got
escaped. Also, it is strange. You are now becoming. Is that
now
line
you're
of,
now becoming yeah, like criminals.
Exactly. It's a line of you're working with a criminal. Are we taking them down? Like, why are we teaming up with so? It was a bit of that where, you know what? You handle whatever needs to be handled and whatever happens to them, happens to them.
Yeah.
You know? But what I will say, though, it made it a little bit tricky for them because they let people go. That person was able to, one guy was able to gather information on them.
Yeah.
But in the end, he's the one that killed them. But then that keeps your hands clean, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did enjoy season two better where everything, like you said, it tied better together. I love that we're all brand new cases.
Yeah.
So I did enjoy that. Some of the cases were so, the characters that they put on, They were so ridiculous, but I loved it. I loved it. I love him doing all these weird characters.
Well, I got used to it. Season one, I didn't get it. I was just like, what is... And he was so... And, you know, I like over the top sometimes, but yeah. He was so... I love it. What is happening?
It was great. His characters were great. I loved them from the beginning because I understood what the assignment was.
Yeah.
You didn't understand the assignment in season one.
No, I didn't.
I understood the assignment. I'm just like, okay, all right. Is this what it's going to be? Okay, I'm on board.
It's kind of like you have to say, okay, this is what it is, and then just enjoy it. Yeah. But I was confused.
If you try to make sense of it, it'll hurt your head. Like, in season one, I was trying to make sense of, wait, did this go to a random vending machine and then the game is the choice?
Yeah.
They go to a random telephone. So I was like, what are you doing? Why do you have these things randomly placed all over the place? And I'm like, there's only four of you.
Yeah.
Wait, five of you. How are you achieving this? So to me, that was kind of like, that's not believable. That they go to a video game and then all of a sudden it's the rainbow taxi driver little game. Yeah. And hey, pick one, pick red. Press the left button or press the right button.
Yeah.
I just, season one, I watched it, I'm like, how are they achieving this? And then, you know, season two, I'm like, you know what? I stopped caring. Okay, whatever. She calls the phone and this message pops up. Yeah. I've never seen a payphone with a full color screen. Never in my life have I seen this. with red and blue buttons? Yeah. Where is this coming from?
I don't know. I never even thought about that.
I put my hands up and I said, Risa, go for the ride. They're taking you on and just enjoy it. And anytime someone does a cool callback, I do. Because I did enjoy, one of the stories I enjoyed was the lady who fell for him.
Yeah.
Who, after she was conned, she still couldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then for him to go, I'm going to use that. I loved it. So that was like the first episode, right? Or the second episode she came into play. But I really enjoyed that one. a lot. So, yeah.
So let's hear what some other people had to say. I have a comment here by the name of I Am Zenet. For those of you who have not watched this drama, you are missing out big time. A webtoon adaptation, this one's a brilliant sequel to an awesome season one. An amazing cast, great harmony amongst them, with details pertaining to each character's individual growth, as well as screen time. It gives justice not only to the perpetrators, but also to each actor and a message to each one of us. With the highest ratings in the time slot this year, surpassing their own rating history from season one, this one is a must watch. Great OST this time as well. Following up the episodes after the first few episodes, kind of were a slow burn. The latter half initially picked up with their own awesomeness and delivering promising end as well to the subplots, individual cases. Loved it throughout.
Okay, so I have a comment from Delirious Lynn. Who knew revenge dramas could be so fun, yet satisfying? As a fan of Lee Ji-hoon, he truly exceeded the performance of each role within the role. Mix of fun and seriousness. Guess he had a hard time acting Kim Do-ki, as he's a fun person in nature. This is where Wang Dang Daozi is born.
His alias?
I think it's one of his alias. It has to be the alias.
Yeah.
It has to be. that was my favorite alias. And then I think my second favorite alias is the farmer.
Oh, the farmer was funny. Oh,
geez. To be infuriating behind a tractor?
Yeah.
Lose your mind.
Yeah. I have a comment here by Yen48. One of my most favorite K-dramas. I love crime thrillers, and Taxi Driver season 1 and 2 is definitely on my top list. I love how different the tone is between season 1 and season 2. Season 1 is darker, season 2 is lighter. I disagree, but I love them both. I am a fan of comedy thriller, so I really love the comedic scenes. I love all the cases and how the team resolve them.
Okay, so my next comment is from Ping Pong. This is such a good drama with great plot, and everything is great except for Eunsum. Oh my goodness, Kang Hana. They thought that she was irritating. So that's the character from season one.
Okay.
She couldn't get behind it. So she's so happy. She was actually happy she wasn't in part two. But they love this drama a lot.
My last comment comes from Senorita. Watch both seasons simultaneously. And I have to say, this drama kept my attention intact. The best part of this drama was definitely the cast.
Okay, and then my last comment I have is from Chelsea. I definitely love this series. Unlike most of you who prefers romance, this is my kind of drama. It's action-packed, but the humor balances the flow of the story, so not to make it too dark. I love the cast. I read that PYJ was not the original choice to portray Go-eun, so that's the hacker, but she nailed it. The role was meant for her. As for Lee Ji-hoon, I'm in love. I love their chemistry. I don't mind if there will be a love angle between the two in the next season, as long as they keep it low, like the romance and happiness. I have this feeling that MCW's character has a history with Doki. There might be a love triangle. Who knows? I'm looking forward for season three with the same cast. I hope we don't need to wait long.
Wow.
The way it ended seemed like a season three.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you. Okay.
Okay.
Did you like the last cameo in this season?
I don't even remember the last cameo. Who came into the last cameo?
You watched Penthouse. I thought you would have recognized her.
There was a girl, but I didn't know who she was.
She's from the lady from Penthouse.
She was from Penthouse? Which character did she play in Penthouse?
I don't know. I didn't watch Penthouse. You did.
Oh, I didn't even recognize her.
I don't know. She's one of the main leads. I can't believe you didn't recognize her. Okay,
I just know. I said, I don't know who this person is. I said, who's this person? I had no clue. No clue.
Okay. As you,
maybe she changed her hair.
Okay, of course. She brought her hair around and styled it.
Now I got to rewatch the end and see if I recognize the person now that you told me where they're from. No, that was the last of my comments. That was last.
Okay, so did you find out any interesting facts? So something that your commenter said.
Yes.
I didn't know it was based on a webtoon.
I did. That was one of my facts. It's based off of a webtoon called Deluxe Taxi.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only know that it is inspired by actual real life heinous crimes committed in Korea.
That's the shocking part.
That's the shocking part.
That they're based off of real crimes. Because that's horrible. Because some of those things were.
The con artist of old people was wrong.
Oh, that was so wrong.
Oh my gosh. That's so wrong.
Yeah, that was really, really wrong.
But they hardly have any life to live. How are you going to put them in so much debt?
With the patients that were sick and he took them and pretended he was a healer and took their money?
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. I forgot about that one.
You blocked that out. So which old people were
talking about? That one was a hard one for me too, because I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, sir. If they stayed in the hospital, they would have gotten better. And you let them take their money.
Yeah.
Oh, so, so bad. I love the revenge for him.
Oh, he was great. To the point where he just really thought he believed in him.
Yeah.
As a monk.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, it was great.
That was
great. I want to see him come back and say, hey, I did what you did, but I was stuck in the cancer for months. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
I want him to come back and still believe. I want him to do that continuation. Character disbelieves everything.
Right? Well, one thing I can say is that he was in another drama that we did in season one, which was Signal.
Yes. And I know your opinion on Signal.
It wasn't my favorite.
No, it wasn't.
For other reasons.
I was the one who picked Signal.
Yes. But he was in that drama. No, he was great, but that is not my favorite type of genre.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, because it dealt with a little bit of time. No.
It had some
time traveling. It was time connecting.
It was just weird. It was time travel.
It was not time travel. It was time connecting.
It was weird. I didn't get it.
It was different times. Time and space connecting through a device.
Isn't that time travel?
No, because his body didn't travel to the other place.
I don't understand science fiction. I don't get it. But but I really liked him in this drama as the lead, and I'm looking forward to seeing what will happen next season. I'm going to watch it if they do season 3. I think they might. He was admitted to Korea University, which is one of the sky schools.
Mm-hmm.
And he majored in biotechnology.
Yeah.
And while he was studying there, he suddenly realized that he wanted to do, he wanted to be an actor. So he transferred to the National University of Arts to learn more about his field.
I have that fact too.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
You can continue with your facts about him then. Go ahead.
I have that he started his career in indie films. And then after his breakthrough in acclaimed independent film Bleak Night in 2011, he went on to appear in commercial films.
Cool.
Yeah, and then he was actually appointed as the honorary ambassador for Korean Film Festival in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the diplomatic relationship between Korea and China.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have one more fact about him, and it's that he tends to like to take on different roles according to ones that he feels offer the most room for imagination.
Okay, well, he found his perfect role. In this show, he played, like, what, 6-7 different characters?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love his ability. I love when he switches from, like, character to like his stone face.
Yeah.
Every time I show, like, I'm like, how do people not notice that you are not smiling no more with them?
Right?
He turns it off in like a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they don't see this face? It's so funny to me. He plays fake so well.
Yeah.
And these people are so egotistical, I guess, self absorbed. Yeah. They don't even notice it.
Wow.
So that's actually very interesting of him. He also, I think, won an award for being a really good taxpayer.
What?
I think it was 2 years ago.
That is so random.
Taxpayer award.
Wow.
Did you find out anything else for him?
No, that's all.
And the only other one I looked into was Pyo Yi-jin, who plays the female hacker.
Yeah.
That she actually worked as a flight attendant from 2011 to 2013 at Korean Air before she transitioned into acting.
Yeah.
And then she won a popular character award at the 11th Korean Drama Award for her role as the enthusiastic rookie secretary in What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. Do you remember her in that?
Oh, yes.
You do?
I do remember that.
Oh, that's impressive.
I do remember that.
I see her in another small role, but I believe that's like the one, a big one I know her in. I didn't finish watching the show VIP.
I hated it.
She was in it because she was like the other woman.
Yes.
But she was like the wrong and strong other woman. Like,
so wrong and so strong. Yeah, like, that's the only reason why I hated it. Just the subject matter.
I was watching her on another show and everyone was kind of like, what did your mom say about your character you played? Like, you played a kind of a scandalous, like, despicable character.
Yeah.
And she goes, she had opinions about it. So I thought that was so funny.
She's like, people are going to hate you.
Yeah, so I think she was really
concerned
about
that.
Well,
she did a good job. Because, well, you know, you hated that character.
Get that feeling? Yeah. I think you did a great job in your role. Yeah. You did your job properly.
Yeah. I just don't. I was happy to see her in Taxi Driver. Reason being, I've seen her in two dramas where she played that same role.
Secretary Kim, she didn't play that role.
No, and another drama. What was it called?
Oh, I don't know. You just stretched out your foot on me. Like, what's going on?
That was my action to try to remember what it was. It was about fighting, and it had our cutie patootie in it, and she was the one who is playing the younger version. She got into interfering with somebody's relationship. Fight for it.
That wasn't her for Fight My Way.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
She didn't play the girl whose mother owned a...
Oh, I see you're talking about the second lead's interfering person.
Yes.
I thought you're talking about the main lead.
No.
Okay. Got you
No,
now.
I'm like, that was her.
Oh, yeah, because they worked at the... What is it called? Infomercial place or something.
Infomercials.
Okay, I remember place. That now. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the main person. I'm like, that was definitely not her anymore. See?
No. So I was glad because it was different and that she's not pigeonholing herself into playing this adulterous other woman role.
Yeah. I was
ingenue under the guise of, oh, but blah, blah, blah. I hate that character.
I don't even know what that means, but I feel like I get the vibe.
Opa!
the one who plays innocent when really she's devious.
Thank you. Yeah.
She does do that well.
Yeah.
Because she has an innocent face.
Yeah, but her actions are not anything but innocent.
Nothing. Yeah. And these guys are so oblivious to those type of
I don't understand. Cunning.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
How did you miss that?
Yeah.
And another girl can definitely see it easily. They'll be like,
so easily.
Who's this? Even if it's not her, man, they can tell what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, how are you so like oblivious to that? I don't get.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was enjoying them. I was enjoying them together. I didn't look up anyone else. I'm not sure if you did.
Yes, I looked up the new villain, who is the second time we're talking about him this season.
Yes.
And he...
Same role. We talked about him being in the same role.
Yes. He is playing a villain yet again.
But he does that that switch off, that villain of, you're perceived as good, but then you turn out to be horrible.
Yes. So he has been in Pinocchio. I don't remember him, what he played in Pinocchio at all, but he was in Pinocchio.
In Pinocchio?
Yeah. And...
Oh, I can't remember. What happened in Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
No, I'm trying to figure out what happened. Was there a case where someone attacked someone in Pinocchio?
I can't remember. But he was also
in... I thought you were going to say while you were sleeping, because I feel like...
No.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't while you were sleeping as well.
He was.
Yes.
Okay, because I think I remember his character from While You Were Sleeping. He was like a stalker of some sort.
Yes, he was.
Okay. I can't remember Pinocchio. That's why I think I'm confusing the two.
Wasn't he also in... No, I think I have this character confused. Was he also in My 20s as another stalker, or was that somebody else?
It's a different actor who played the stalker from my memory.
Okay.
I don't remember him in it.
In that one? Okay.
But he had played, like, we saw him in, like, we talked about him in the other drama. He was in the drama with, he had two older sisters, like, family. I can't remember what it was called. But he played the younger brother who got kind of, like, catfished into going to Canada.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't remember what that was called. But he was also in Page Turner, which was a small, like, mini series. Like
Page
a small...
Turner. Oh, I didn't watch that one.
It was a one about music. That was a good one.
Did I watch that one?
I don't think you did.
No, it wasn't Tiramisu Cake one.
No, it wasn't Tiramisu Cake.
Tiramisu Cake.
He sat down. He was actually on the cover of Esquire Korea.
Ooh.
And he was talking a little bit about his role on Taxi Driver 2 and how he actually enjoys playing these devious roles.
Wow.
Because he finds it interesting and fun, and he gets really immersed into the character, but he doesn't bring the character home.
That's the key.
He's just like, when work is dead, so it's the character.
But he needs to be careful, because there's going to be people on the street who says that you're a bad person,
right?
And just associate you with your character.
Yeah, he said he used to get so immersed that he couldn't shake the character, so he learned to just like leave it at work and go home as himself.
Oh, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah,
those method actors are. It's quite disturbing.
It can be scary. It can be quite scary.
I can't imagine. I couldn't. This is why I couldn't act, because, you know, everyone has their own thing of how they, you know, how they're going to perform their character. And to be on set with someone who's doing method acting, it would drive me insane. Where I want to talk to
you. I've never met anybody.
How's your day going?
I've never met anybody who was a method actor, like, in person.
There's so much cases where people always talk about, it was very intense. Like, on a show, we didn't like each other. He never spoke to me all set.
Yeah.
All cast, all filming. And I think that's real far.
I think it's just weird.
I think it's too much.
I don't get it.
Like, maybe, I feel like you can break your character. If you want to start your character at the start of your shooting day, When you film your last scene, just break it.
When they say cut, you cut.
You cut and you're done.
You have a donut. You drink some juice. You go home.
Relax.
You relax. You play with your dog. You kiss
like,
your
why
wife.
Make everyone feel so awkward around you?
Yeah.
That's just too much. That's too much charisma for me.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all I got about him. I thought that was fun.
Okay. Is there any aspect of this show that you thought didn't work as well? I think we mentioned it a bit.
In Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Season 2, I really did enjoy it. I liked most aspects of season 2. Season 1, I didn't care for as much. Mm-hmm. To the point where you had to tell me I should watch it. And I had to watch it to do season 2. But I thought just the way they weaved season 2, I just liked it. I liked it from the very beginning. I liked the dynamics they had in it. I liked the way that they shot it, the way they made it interesting, like a season premiere, like it was going to have many seasons. And I just found it far more interesting. The way they introduced this shady character as working for them, and he turns out to be a big crime situation.
Oh, I definitely knew from when I saw his face that he was shady.
Did you know he was shady?
Because he's typecast. Like, it's because of all the history.
He always comes across. He pays this. Oh, he's a sweet
I knew that he was setting me up for a trap immediately.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm like, I know you enjoy playing all these characters, but now every time I see you, I don't trust you.
I'm gonna think.
It was like the big mouth. It's like
big mouth all over again.
Where the guy genuinely was playing a very innocent character, and you kept saying it's him.
Yeah. I think they cast him for that on purpose just to get people
guessing. They had to have, because that was just too, it was too smart to just, it was one thing to say, you know, every time as a director going, I think I want to cast you. Every time someone sees you,
they're going
to
think you're
going to think you're Big Mouth.
They'll probably think you're Big Mouth.
And we're supposed to
I thought he was Big Mouth. Almost to the end. Yeah. Until they told me who Big Mouth was.
Almost to the end.
Even when they told me who Big Mouth was, I thought they're lying.
He worked with them. Yes,
you know, I still feel it's going to be him.
He's a figurehead, and there's actually a different Big Mouth.
Yeah.
As he kept saying.
Yeah.
I thought I liked season 2, but I did not like the last cameo I asked you about earlier. I thought it
the
was.
The cameo who I didn't know was a cameo?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of. I don't remember you guys ever mentioning there was someone before him.
Maybe they mention it in the comic book. It's a webtoon.
I'm hoping that's where they mentioned it.
Maybe you have to know the webtoon to understand the reference.
Because to me, as a show.
Because I had no clue.
As a show, she just kind of came out as out of nowhere where it was kind of like, how do we get out of him being in jail? And it was like, don't worry, we figured it out. And it's kind of like, it didn't play together as well as the rest of the season when she just came.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only thing.
Yeah, because she was apparently one of the originals.
Yeah, she goes, he's like, you didn't think you were the first one. I'm like, well, I know you didn't tell him, but you should have told the audience at least. Like,
yeah.
Give me a clue.
Yeah.
Because it just came like you're just trying to solve a problem. A big
problem. I wonder if it's like that in the comic. And then if you, the webtoon. And if you know the webtoon, maybe there's a nod to it. But I didn't get it. You know, like sometimes the trailers, I used to watch the Marvel movies and I used to sit to the end because there would sometimes be like a little trailer.
Yeah, a deleted scene.
Yeah, a deleted scene or something that would tell you something about the next one in the series,
yeah.
And I'd watch it and I'd be like, I still don't understand what's going on. Because I know nothing about any universe, no Marvel, no DC. I know nothing about the universes.
Like, sat to the end.
Yeah.
Had no clue what they were talking about.
No clue what they were talking about. And everybody's like, oh, that means such and such and such. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it means.
You know what I did? No, I decided to do. I stopped. I don't wait till the end. I usually check my Wikipedia. I never go on open night. So I check my Wikipedia and go, if they mention the after scene, I stay. If they don't, I'm like, let's get up. There's no after scene. Let's go.
Okay.
Because sometimes they do the two. I will never forget the one time I thought it was the one and they did the two. I was so upset because I got up.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, there was a second one? So I didn't understand something. And I was like, where did this come from? And someone's like, yeah, you didn't see it in the second spoiler thing? And I was like, no. I did block out one full movie I watched of Marvel though too. That was an experience.
Wow.
And then the trailer came out for the trailer came out for the third one. I was just like, when did they do this? When did they reveal this? And someone turned to me and said, at the end of the second one. I go, oh.
Wow.
So blocked it.
So if you had a favorite character, do you have a favorite character? And if you do, who is it?
The favorite character is the taxi driver.
Yeah.
Deluxe taxi driver.
As himself or in his many roles?
Okay. It's all his roles that I like.
Okay.
When he was himself was like the weakest he could ever be. He thrived. He thrived as himself, as his role. That farmer role was my favorite. Even the old man, the one that was like had dementia or something.
Yeah.
I just love that one. Was great. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Because he was just such an annoying character.
Wow.
And it's a moment of like, why haven't they hit this guy over the head yet?
You know what? I really appreciate the character with the really bad wig with the curly hair. Those two. I love that little dynamic duo of foolishness. They make me laugh. Guaranteed. Like, I guess they're the tech part of the operation.
Wasn't it that also when one of them went undercover at the cult house, he almost fell for something?
He almost started serving the cult.
He goes, guys, I'm really getting concerned about you being there. He goes, I'm starting to believe it. He's like, I'm being brainwashed. It was so great. I also, you know what I also love at the same time think is ridiculous?
Yeah.
That when his hair is curly, very short, and then when he quote unquote straightens it,
yeah,
it's like three times the length it should be. How did you get it in a ponytail? Your hair is literally curls to about 2 inches.
Black girl magic. It's no, possible.
That's not black girl magic.
Yes, we'll tell you. Because my friend, she has the shortest little curls. Her hair is almost past her bra strap. You would never be able to tell.
How big is her afro comb?
She doesn't have, her hair goes to here. When she straightens it, it's down to here.
So it's straight into there. It's curled curly. To there.
Yeah, tight pin curls.
Okay, I don't think so. Maybe that's not black girl magic.
Asian,
first of all, he ain't no Asian, black
Asian,
girl.
Asian boy magic.
Asian boy magic? I'm sorry, the math is not mathing with that one. Every time I see it, I go, how's your ponytail? There's no way.
Yeah.
Your ponytail, that's ridiculous.
But it's funny. I like the ridiculousness of certain things like that.
Because it's like, it's built in. I also, know what I also love too, is that, so the start of the season, no, they're not, none of them are, everyone's doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And then they slowly all come together.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part, where they get lost in Vietnam, or they get robbed, I think, in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And they're stranded. And they happen upon each other. Oh gosh, it was such a cool, it was a way, fun way of doing that, where they got together, happenstance, where like he went on a mission, no one else believed any, while they're working their own job, they didn't believe that nothing was happening, so they go, I'm gonna hack this guy, and they followed him.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so, it was really cool. It was really cool.
Question for you. Mm-hmm. Did you actually think he died?
Who died?
The lead character.
When did he die? When did he fake die? In the explosion?
In the explosion.
No, I didn't think he died.
I thought he died.
You did?
I did.
Okay, because I thought that he,
I was really concerned.
He was, because it looked like he figured out something a while ago, or early enough.
Yeah.
Before anything happened, and I do believe something worked out.
Okay.
But
where are they going to go from here? Because they had
what
a few episodes left.
What I had a doubt
left.
Of was yeah. their reaction.
Their reaction was so genuine.
Their reaction was genuine, so I was like, wait a second. So I figured that it was an emergency situation.
Yeah.
And he just left the vehicle.
Yeah.
And because of their actually honest reaction.
Yeah.
It was believable. It allowed it to work.
It was believable.
So I thought that was clever. So I definitely didn't think he did. Cause I'm like, that makes no sense. And I'm like, he had enough time. He looked like he figured it out early enough. So I knew that he must have had enough time to do something. So, but I doubted myself when I saw their genuine reaction. I'm like, wait, they weren't in on this? Like, he wasn't communicating? So that's what made me go, maybe I'm wrong. I did doubt myself for a bit after I did guess correct. Because like you said, where does it go when he's gone?
Yeah.
He's your muscle.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of your muscle.
Yeah, he is a muscle.
I had a feeling that he did not go anywhere.
But I was shocked that happened because I was like, oh, you know, what's going on.
But who's your favorite character?
My favorite? I think I don't have a favorite as much as I like the way the ensemble worked together. Mm-hmm. And how they worked as a unit. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. Funny enough, this crime unit, all these shady people that were in this crime unit, mm-hmm. were individual scene stealers for me. These con people were extra conny this time in season two.
I've seen them in so many other shows. Uh-huh. Like the one who conned the old lady, he's in Dr. Romantic.
Yeah.
And then the one who conned, who was like the cult leader guy.
The cult leader. He was the worst.
I've seen him in multiple roles playing like, you know, grimy characters or just like the funny character because he they could do both of those ones. But yeah, he was the worst.
He was the worst.
And how about the one that the orphans, the story about the orphans, and the guy who was like renting houses to new couples or new marriages.
Yeah. Buyers
or something.
And they were actually selling kids.
Yes, basically he's like, and this is how you achieve it. You become a parent.
You become a parent, a foster parent. Until we give this kid away. Right? I'm like, what?
Until the kid dies, basically, because he didn't actually give them the kids. They post her pictures and they go back to that house, that basement place.
Yes, but didn't they sell them some of them for adoptions, like illegal adoptions and stuff?
Maybe organ. I don't remember that.
Organs. Some of them got organ situations.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I think they used them till they were no longer useful.
Yes.
But I can't remember the story exactly.
But they actually didn't live in the house. So they were registered under a parent, but it wasn't actually their parent. They didn't live with them.
No, because they were orphans.
Yes.
And how that story came to about, somebody was looking for her little sister.
Yes.
Who got stolen from an actual family. They weren't even orphans.
Yes, you find out that many of them were all just stolen.
Yeah.
They were all stolen, actually.
Yeah.
So then that was very fascinating that you're like, I forgot that they all were stolen.
And the police were in on it because they would, when they would come around to where they were, they would be like, oh, no, they just ran away from this place. And it's just like, no. And their parents were looking for them. They would try to find a way to get
they go to them and say, we need you to call it in as a missing child.
As a missing child, yeah.
And then we'll send them back and then the other people will pick them up from their house.
Yeah.
It was a...
But I don't understand the reasoning behind it.
Why use this way to gain money?
Yeah.
It was very, you know what? It was probably easier because they're innocent.
It's evil.
It was their children, therefore their weak opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like just an easier target.
Yeah.
The worst one was the doctor case where she had someone else do her surgeries.
Oh, that was horrible.
I keep forgetting the horrible stories as we keep talking about it.
Because she was drinking on the job and doing.
Yeah,
all
she
sorts
no
of
longer
things.
She had like the shakes. She tremors. No longer could perform surgery.
So she would get fake surgeons who weren't even surgeons.
That's the worst.
They
part
were just in like the like farm.
He was a sales rep.
How? And stuff. Now you're gonna perform mind? This. You did a little bit of medical school, right? This is all you got to do.
Oh my gosh, that's madness.
And they had to be on like 24-hour like on call to do her surgeries for her.
And that to me is madness. I cannot believe that they would use a rep, a sales rep,
and then you have to think about not only that, the nurses that were in the operating room who know that this happens all the time.
My gosh,
the anesthesia, you know,
it's a whole organization
of the
hospital
in this hospital where you know. Things are super shady and you can't say nothing. She would literally go to her back room and start drinking while he's doing, this yeah. fake doctor is doing somebody's surgeries. And so, on top of it, she was running for office and she was saying, oh, you know, you should get this surgery. I'll do the hip surgery for free. And then she was getting this random pharmaceutical guy to come do
surgery.
Right? And she was madness. Convincing them that they needed this. And then she was just like taking money from them, the social system to do these things and just making money.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's another drama that I think that had G-Sub in it where he was doing the same thing, but he actually was a doctor.
Wow.
And was doing like ghost surgeries. Uh-huh. This is a lady doing, pulling anyone off the street to do a ghost surgery. That's madness.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if she, was she the head of this hospital? Like it was a private hospital?
She ran it, right? Yeah, and it wasn't her first hospital.
Yes, and that's another thing. So she's ran this scheme for two, three
more
times.
More than once she's done this.
Oh my God.
But now she was running for office.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Under the guise of being like a good person and helping seniors in Nagasa. So,
and then she was using, oh, isn't this also the same story where she was getting seniors? Like seniors were being stored in this hospital and she was collecting insurance on them or something?
Yeah,
or?
That's the same one.
It's the same, same one, right? Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, she's like running three scams out of this hospital.
Yeah.
I forgot how bad that case was.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of them, she was getting them to sign over her rights. She was checking for people to make sure they didn't have any family close so nobody would inquire about them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what she was trying to get people who didn't have family.
Yeah, who wouldn't come looking for
them. Who wouldn't come looking for them when they went missing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Wow. Scary. These cases were wild. These cases were wild.
But they know that based they're based on
true stories.
That's the shocking thing. Right?
Messed up, man.
So messed up.
You can't trust nobody out in those streets. Right?
It kind of reminds me of, what was that? It was two seasons ago, maybe three. And they had one with salacious news
big
stories.
Big issues.
Where they used some real, or they seemed like, hey, didn't that just happen? Like for real? Like some of the cases they were talking about.
On all of them.
Not all of them, but some of them sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Like real stories that you heard in the news.
Yes, for sure. There's one story they definitely pulled from the news. Definitely pulled from the news.
Yeah.
It was the biggest
scandal. Yeah.
I think in Korean entertainment.
You know, it's really interesting as you talk about Korean entertainment and scandals, because scandal can be used so lightly, because if they see you photograph with somebody, oh, it's a scandal.
Yes. Yeah. I will say.
But this was a real scandal.
I'm so used to them romanticizing like scandals where I go, you know, in other countries, that's legal. I don't care what this
is. Not even illegal.
You know,
like,
it's not even illegal in the whole entire world.
Oh no! So you had dinner with this person. It's a scandal.
Yeah, so it's a lot. but then there's like legit like scandals.
Yeah,
and then there's like huge scandals. But they rate them all the same.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like drunk driving scandals.
Yeah.
That's a very common one I've seen. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get behind a wheel after you've drank. Like you should not.
You literally have a
service where you can get a designated driver come and drive you.
That doesn't make sense. They need to have that service over here.
They should.
I don't even know how it works, but they need to figure that out.
Yes. However they figure it out. Well, they have Uber.
I guess Uber is our equivalent, but Uber doesn't drive your car home.
But that being said, you need to also have a wide, great network for transit. Because remember the one thing that we always go, how do they get to their car?
That's true.
How do they get there? And they can't drive because then...
Home. Yeah.
They need to drive their car home.
I don't understand how this designated driver service works at all.
You drop people off and then
where do you go?
Where do you go after?
I wish somebody would explain that to me.
We need someone who's lived in Korea to explain that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can let us know that. How does that exactly work? Because I am not taking a job where I'm not even probably making minimum wage to go and find my own self on my own subway.
Or ride a bike if you can get a subway.
Like, I don't know when you're drinking till. Like, there's certain cities that do open, like, really, really late hours.
Yeah.
I don't remember. We never stayed up late enough when we were in South Korea. So I have no idea.
We didn't
What
stay
is
out
the
late.
Last
yeah.
train? What is the last opportunity? Midnight. I don't think. You assume midnight or you know for a fact?
I think I saw it
You
on
assume
a,
midnight I, because no, that's
I
what
saw,
we have.
I saw it on a video.
We're positive?
I think midnight.
Okay, so that means that half of these things are happening is not midnight.
No. So
they're like
1
or
2
in the morning
some
most of the time.
Yeah.
How you get
like
home?
Like us, it might be 1 or 1:30, but there I think it's like a midnight or so. No, and I then think you have to catch a night bus or something.
It depends which one.
And which city or where you
and
are.
And which city and which route you're on. Because I think TTC is 12, but on New Year's Day or Eve, they go to like 1, 2:30. 1 to 2 or something.
And the GO train, they can catch
GO train, I think it goes to 1.
12 or 1.
12 at least, like, it'll get here wherever you need to go.
Yeah.
At 1 or something, but it'll leave.
I've caught Union the last train coming from downtown before.
What was it, 12 or was it 1?
I don't think it was 1. I think I would get back to where I'm from by 1.
By 1. So it probably was midnight too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it depends on the city. Because if you have a lot of late night opens, like I know in it's not, where is it? Somewhere in China. Is it Hong Kong? Where they have like the midnight, where it's open midnight it's eateries. Open
yeah. Even New York, you can get food anytime at night. But even the subway, in like New York City, for example, their transit system operates almost all night.
Really? I didn't know that.
Not every train, but you can get a train most of the night.
Okay. See, like the cities that have like really strong nightlife, I feel like they would have longer commuting. And maybe it's always set to a certain area. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually I am not up that late. I'm in my house or in my room or wherever I gotta go.
I'm in my room.
Bad things happen late at night, and then I wake up the next morning and find out at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my house.
I was in my house.
I don't want no report about no 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then you hear my name attached to it. Absolutely not. I don't want to be no victim.
Nope. Not doing nothing. It. Not doing it.
I'm staying
it.
Home.
Not doing it.
Oh gosh. But did you say what your favorite case was?
My favorite case.
And that's, again, when I say favorite case, I mean how they played out, because it's all horrible.
They're all horrible. The best of the worst of the best.
No, can't think of one.
I'm thinking. There were so many bad things that happened.
there were a lot of bad things that happened. Did we miss a big case? I'm trying to remember if, like, the last case I remember was a setup, right, to catch them.
Yeah.
How'd you like your
actor? Oh, you know which case?
Okay, what happened?
The one with the idol star.
Oh.
In the bar where he was playing like a bouncer or something, or an attendant. That case, because that case opened up an even bigger network of foolishness.
How about the cops are sitting there waiting to be quote unquote called?
Yeah, only to lock you up.
Only to lock you up. Yeah. Wow.
I'm like, that is so, who do you call? Ghostbusters? What do you do?
Yeah. The person you would want to call, they're
you
working
can't call
on
them. They can't call they're them. Working with these
they're working
people.
With these people.
Right? It was so shady. The thing that got me is just, it's like, okay, it seems like a regular nightclub. Then they have this bottle service where the $100,000 worth of alcohol. And I'm like, who can afford to buy these things and all these?
And drugging girls?
Drugging girls. Oh, yeah. That place was
bringing
loaded.
Them to hotel room. Oh, my that gosh.
Was, and they were like making deliveries.
Oh, yeah. Human deliveries.
That whole thing nuts. Was one of the most shady. And there's, I hope that one's not based off of a real story. If it is, oh, my God, horrible.
I think it is.
Oh, my gosh, horrible.
I wouldn't put it past people.
Oh, my gosh, so horrible. So,
what do you think about your camera, your friend from My Mister at the end, who ended up being the head of this whole organization? What did they keep calling him? Priest or... Oh, I can't remember his nickname.
I can't even remember.
Oh my gosh. You don't remember the older brother from My Mister? You don't remember that? You don't remember him?
That's the person at the very end who was in charge. Was
who ended up being the one that's in charge of everything. Bishop. Oh, yeah. They call him Bishop.
The bishop, and he ran a church. I was like, this is really...
They ran it out of a church.
This was really looking very bad on the cloth. First, you had like the holy fake cult church. Now you have this guy who's they call him priest, but he's doing everything bad. Oh, so it was really dark. I love him, by the way. I love that actor.
I know. That's why I was like, did you like that role he had?
He did good in his role. Yeah. I didn't like that he was a shady character, but he did a great job, as he always does.
Yes.
He always does. Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed this drama. I know you did. Oh, wait. What would you
rate it?
Yeah.
I really, really liked it. I'm going to say 9.2. Because I was super surprised at how much better it was than the first season for me. I enjoyed it. I watched it, laughed, cried, said, what the heck is happening?
9.2. Yeah. I would rate this probably, if I'm going to do your decimal point like you do, 8.9.
Okay.
I didn't like...
You saw some holes or...
Yeah, I didn't like that the last cameo part where I wish they were... If you're going to say someone was before them, I want you to tell me that from the beginning of the show. So when she makes her surprise appearance, it's not like me thinking that you're just figuring out a situation to make sure that... Because the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, when he's in jail, how is he going to get out? And like, he's literally walking into a trap. Like, they can see the trap and he's walking into it a bit.
Yeah.
And I just was like, how are you going to get out of this trap you walked yourself into?
So I don't know. Unless they were trying to say, if we do season 3, she's going to be a feature or something. I don't know.
If this was going to be a soft launch.
You think they would have done more?
I wish they did. I also didn't like that. I also didn't like that they didn't fully explain why the girl from season 1 who was a prosecutor who, like, quote unquote, joined the team. I know in real life what happened. Like, it was a conflict. Like, she had another job.
Yeah.
So she couldn't work on it. But her character in the show, they didn't explain where she went for me.
Okay.
Unless I missed it, I don't remember them mentioning her name and saying she went such and such. Like, I have no idea what happened to her. They kind of just ignored it.
I don't even remember a prosecutor from the first one.
Don't remember.
I barely remember.
Wow. Okay. Well, she was in part 1. And she kind of joined the team at the end. And they didn't kind of make reference to the fact that she wasn't there.
Oh, right. I remember now.
Now you remember? Okay.
Yeah.
But
I didn't miss her.
Oh, I didn't miss it either. I just wanted you to explain it.
Oh, okay.
I want explanations for things. Oh, I just want... I'm looking at part 1 and part 2 as a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to be a continuation, if someone's not there, you got to explain it to me.
Yeah, where did they go?
They didn't do that. They're kind of just like, you know in real life what happened. We're not going to talk about it on the show. But I'm like, no. You still got to talk about it on the show because she was a character.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of wanted cleaned up, which is why I gave it an 8.9.
Ah. All right.
But I truly enjoyed this. I truly enjoyed the characters. Sometimes, ever so often, I go, I'm going to go watch that show, that segment, that story arc, just for fun, because I just thought it was very impressive.
I don't go back and watch it. Simply, I enjoyed it. However, I did not like any of the cases were horrible.
The hardest case for me I stopped was the church case where she was like dying of a cancer. Wasn't it cancer?
Yeah.
I couldn't take that. That one was hard for me.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I took a break. I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm in the energy or the space to watch this.
Yeah, that was like the second thing that happened.
Was not on board for that.
Not on board.
Evil people getting their penance? Yes, of course.
The justice
is great.
It's great.
It's just sometimes the setup to the stories just made it hard.
Made it very, very, very hard.
And that one was a really, really hard one. But yeah.
So what about the music in the show?
Yes, the music. So I had one song I really liked from the drama.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I had a 4.
Okay. Mine was called, it was Runaway by Simon Dominic.
Okay.
Who I love.
Oh!
Simon Dominic. That's that name. But his song is called Runaway. I think it was the closing song of the series.
Spit it up. Yay. Noise master, make some noise. Let's go. Praise the Lord, the purity there was a soldier. The Mary Chun Jane got 10 out her bone like a soldier. I'm going to savage him all. All my ups and my souls. Shy did all my pure and I'm just down no chill. Run away, run away, run away from me. Run away, run away, run away from me.
So that's the one I liked.
I was just like, why did you stop it? For a moment, I forgot we were taping a show.
Yes.
I was like, why'd you stop bopping the jam?
It came from, it was originally on the season 1 soundtrack.
Yeah.
But I feel like they continued on the second season, or there was another song I missed and I couldn't find for season two of Taxi. But I like that one a lot.
Okay. One of the songs that I really enjoyed was Fighter by Ha Hyun Woo. Yeah, we all recognize that one from the drama.
That's like the case closed song, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Another song that I really enjoyed was called All My Heart by Kang A Soul. Really like this song. The next song that I really enjoyed was called Face to Face by Kang Seong-yoon. And the last song that I chose was called I Can Hear You by Yumi.
I love how you said that. I can hear you.
Those were the songs that I enjoyed. A lot of them I remember hearing while watching the drama. And that song that you played, I didn't hear, but I really enjoyed it as well. I love
that
Simon
one.
Dominic.
That one was more so for from part one, from my understanding.
Still love it. Didn't hear it either before part one.
I just remember at the end of the episode, kind of drew me in. It's like the final song.
Well, if you have not had the opportunity to watch Taxi Driver, the Korean drama, 1 and 2, please check it out. It is, some of the subject matter is a bit heavy, but they do lighten it up with comedy and comedic moments. And, you know, it is quite good. So if you haven't had the opportunity to see it, please check it out. And until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.